Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode number 131. I'm Aludra, and I'm the hero awesome I am, and every job that must be done, there's an element of fun for Ben.
Well, hello, Aludra. How are you doing on this wonderful, fine, fantastic day?
I'd be better if your icon, your cursor wasn't over 131 when I was trying to read it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, I don't have glasses on again.
Well,
Ben is taunting me, you guys. He's taunting me.
Apparently.
D&D last night wasn't enough. Aludra taunting. No. We've got to take this a step further.
Hey, you know what? Last night, I didn't think that it was taunting at all. Just because you had to eat sugar cookies with raisins in them doesn't mean a thing.
That's not what I was talking about. That was really disgusting. And I did not pass my constitution check on that, you guys. Anybody who's curious, sugar cookies with raisins in them, even though she asked for the normal raisin cookies, she was handed the disgusting sugar cookies.
No, all that was made was the...
Yeah, no. He opened by saying they had normal raisin cookies and trying to pass them off as chocolate.
Yeah, he's kind of a jerk like that.
Then I get the disgusting raisin cookies and I don't pass my constitution. So, guys, Goliath, they don't have a taste for raisin sugar cookies. Just FYI, put that in your lore. Scribble that down in your books. If you play Goliath, sugar cookies with raisins. No go.
Well, I mean, some others might have a good constitution for it. You never know.
If you need a constitution check for a food, it's not a good food to eat.
Touche.
That is my metagaming rule.
Touche. So, aside from eating gross, disgusting, make-believe cookies, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. As I mentioned already, I'm playing a D&D game where Ben is the GM, DM.
Whatever. It's interchangeable.
The voice in the sky who yells at us. No.
I don't yell, do I?
No, you really don't. Okay. But, you know, that's the ongoing,
the
what
idea.
You call it. No, it's not the idea. It's the, it's a bad thing. It's what you say about people when you don't know them very well. It's the prejudice type
of... Oh, I see what you're
type
saying.
Yeah, I lost the word. Okay, there we go.
It's okay.
I don't use prejudice word, apparently. I have a gift. So what I'm doing now, I've hit level 5 with a Goliath. The most beautiful Goliath bard that ever walked the earth. I'm in love with how fun she is.
She's pretty fantastic.
I saved the day by talking to a Triceratops and convincing it that, it probably wasn't going to gore a party, but I let everybody believe it was going to gore the fancy dress party.
Yes.
And it wouldn't let anybody else near it because I asked it not to. Because I'm really good at that.
Well, after
apparently. After it fought a griffin to death. And I would have had a team of 2 if the griffin would have heard me. And then it would have been more epic. I would have been like, Bard of the Forested Animals. But no, couldn't do it because he's a monstrosity. And monstrosities aren't talked with animals. Zzzz.
Yep. Doesn't work with beasts, unfortunately.
Basically, I was hired for a party and everybody else was doing a heist. And since I was the most visible one, I couldn't exactly go to the heist.
It worked out pretty well, though.
Yes, they opened the doors to these menagerie and I'm right in the middle of everybody. So I'm in the crossfire of, oh, cool, the animals are charging at me.
Well,
I love you guys.
You weren't actually between the two, which is good. Nevermore was between the griffin and the Triceratops as the Triceratops was charging, but luckily made a fantastic deck save to get out of the way, because holy crap, that would have been bad.
Yeah. Well, I convinced the Triceratops that the griffin was hoarding food, and I knew they were both ill-kept. So, basically, I wanted them to fight each other, but I wanted then the griffin to fly away, so that then everybody'd be like, oh my god, it's in the town! And then, as I was saying that, in my head last night, I was like, And this is a really poorly thought out plan because there are children in town. A lot of orphans. Like, this is Orphan City. And then there's a hungry griffin. So maybe it's good.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you are a person of the children. You're there to help them out. And even though, you know, you accidentally did throw a sword at one of its faces.
Yes, I did hit a kid with a wooden sword in his face. And this is why Norm isn't booked for children's parties. She likes kids. She thinks they're neat. She's terrible with them, in all actuality.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Like, she's like that cool aunt that breathes fire. Wow, but you don't want her near your kid, actually.
That's a really good way of putting it.
They think she's neat, but no parent, even the orphanage is like, nah, we don't want you around.
It's like, no, we appreciate the offer, but we're good.
But anyways, the point of all this rambling, because I know I'm rambling, is that Norm wanted to walk out of that party with a Triceratops. And her whole party went, no. And I was like, you're not my mom. You're not even here. I want a Triceratops. I'm going to train it. And then I will be walking into town on my Triceratops because it's big enough to be a mount. And then I will be juggling fire on its back and it still loves me. And you know, I've got this whole story in my head about Norm with the Triceratops. Best bard, and they're all like, no. So I'm like, no, man, we're gonna leave and I'm gonna sneak out. I'm gonna break away from the party. I'm gonna get me my Triceratops. And me and Billy, we're gonna catch up to everybody. I'm gonna just be like, I don't know. He just followed me. We can't leave him. He's been hurt and abused.
That is very true.
I will use all my second level slots to cast speak with animals on everybody else if I have to. I know it doesn't work that way, but I'll make it work that way. So they can go, so Billy can tell them how much he loves me.
Billy's not that bright. He might not be able to really convey that very well.
Oh, all she has to do is think that I'm good, and then their hearts will.
Well, overall, I'm glad that you had a good time.
Oh, man, it was the best night, you guys. I've never been so far on top of my con artist game as I was last night.
You were rolling really well, too, except when you started breathing fire.
Except for when I started, but then it was able to play it off and went, ta-da, and everybody went, oh, and a few people went, oh. And if you convince two people in the crowd that it was intentional, it's a win, because then there will be that doubt in the mind of everybody else, like, maybe I just didn't get it.
Exactly.
Maybe I missed something.
Exactly.
So, I was on top of my con artist game last night, which was really good because I'm not really a con artist in real life at all. I'm too honest for that. In other news, other games, I was playing ESO and I get a villa, an amazing princess castle. Yes.
Now, okay, so was this like a thing that everybody was working towards?
Everybody in the community was working towards it. So once you did your part, you were kind of done. And you just had to hope everybody else did their part.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So congratulations on your villa.
I get a villa, I get a pony, and I get a pony non-combat pet to follow me around and love me. Its name will not be Billy because it is not a Triceratops.
So its name is going to be Sue?
No. No, but I bet you if I rename Billy Sarah, then the paladin will be on my side.
Maybe.
Keeping Billy.
Maybe.
Billy Sarah. Sarah Billy.
We'll have to see.
But I found out during D&D Quantum Leap is on stream, so that's cool too.
Oh, really? I've never
watched
that show.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about when you said if we must talk, go ahead, but you are going AFK, and we started making jokes about, you know, our all-powerful DM decreeing if it's important, can we talk?
Gotcha.
It was so hilarious because it's so unlike Ben to be like, shut up, go away. I'm leaving.
Where is it streaming? Is it Netflix or Hulu?
That's what they said, Netflix.
Okay,
so,
cool. I'm going to add that to my thing right now because I've never actually fully watched that show.
I watched it when I was a kid, and the simplistic formula really worked with me as a kid. So I want to see it.
Oh, I just realized that this might actually start an advertisement.
But oh, we'll okay. Well, don't do that now because we're doing a show.
I'm trying not to.
Even though I'm talking about everything but the show.
So I'm really happy.
I toured the villa before we got it because it was in the game. and it's massive and beautiful, and it has water lilies and waterfalls that my Khajiit does not appreciate. She just does not. It's by the ocean. There's a kind of trashed up room in the back where the ruins are kind of older, and I'm like, this is my bedroom.
That's kind of cool.
And I'm like, and this pond here is my bathtub. And my son's like, Minion 2 went, you know, that's a really shallow bathtub. It looks only 6 inches deep. I'm like, I am a cat. I care not for deep baths. It's got a throne room.
That sounds about right for a cat. Okay.
The only thing that it doesn't have that I wanted is a basement, because I wanted to put the kitchen in the basement and the pots and pans in the attic.
Okay.
Futurama, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still don't get it. It's okay.
It's been a long time since I've seen a lot of that show, but I love it so much.
It's the one where Ed O'Neill is the guest, or not Ed O'Neill, but they were making fun of Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
And she was going to marry the last Cyclops. And
oh,
he's like,
that's right.
You want some breakfast? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, great. Kitchen's in the basement. Pans are in the attic. So I've always wanted a big house and a video game. So I put the kitchen in the basement and the pots and pans in the attic. But there's no basement. So.
I'm sure, you know, scatter them about outside.
Yeah. No, but I have a princess castle. It's the sky's even pink. I can't make this up. So.
That's perfect for you.
Ben, if you ever start playing ESO, I will let you have admin rights to my house, so you can come visit it as if it's your own house.
All right, as long as I don't have to do the cooking by going into the attic and grabbing all the pots.
Yeah, I know.
Well, cool.
Besides World of Warcraft, which we will really get into in mm-hmm. depth soon, the D&D and the ESO have been the majority of my time, unless you want to hear about me playing, like, stupid me games on my Game Boy when I'm stuck in bed.
Yeah, up to you. But.
No, I've prattled on and off about how great Norm is, because I really love Norm, and she's a loud person like me. So we have that in common, so I kind of don't have to hold back my talkativeness, but she's not like me in so many ways that I actually have to take a minute. Like during the heist when I was trying to be the distraction for everybody, it actually took me a few minutes to figure out, oh, I can still talk to Billy, who I named right then and there. So what if I did the thing where he won't let anybody but me near him, and then I get to be the hero, and everybody's in awe of me. And that so fits my bard, because, you know, free drinks for life.
Mm-hmm.
And being a Goliath, it takes a lot of free drinks.
Well, and the best part is, too, is that that just continued on this distraction for so long that let the entire thing play out how it mm-hmm. did.
Exactly. I'm really grateful that me and Ben handled this in whispers. I was really distracting him during the game while he's trying to manage combat for everybody else. But he's like, no, this works. This works.
Yeah, no, it was great, because the thing is I was like, okay, well, we've got to figure out what happened while they're in there. And handling it through whispers was great, because they really had no idea. So it wasn't like jumping back and forth between like the inside mm-hmm. and outside and stuff like that. And I loved it. I thought it was great. So then when
really
they walked out,
because...
and they're just like, oh, God, oh,
yeah,
God.
When they snuck out back through the front door, which is great. They were like, oh man, Norm's kind of dumb because it's some of the ideas she was bouncing off during break. What's going on? Nothing. And then they come out, and I have this book of insults for bards, and I am just laying into the guy, like just tearing him a new one with all these terrible insults. Like, and then I got paid 50 gold. I didn't even have to roll persuasion. I'm like, no, you owe me. No, you're giving me money. He's like, I didn't hire you. I'm like, I don't care. I saved your party. Everybody be dead. And he's like, good point. Here's your money. Go away.
Yep, the kind of guy that he is. He just kind of, yeah.
I averted disaster.
I can't get too in-depth because you guys don't really know him yet.
No, we took no effort to get to know the guy we were robbing. Like, none. He cannot, except for me, who was in his eyeline the whole time. Mm-hmm. He has no idea what anybody else looks like.
Yep, he just had a whole bunch of people over for a party. It was great. I had so much fun.
So perfect. Okay, guys, I'm sorry. This isn't the D&D podcast. I know.
It's all right.
Onward to the end.
Honestly, I'm just happy that you guys enjoy the story that I'm, you know, concocting and having fun with and stuff like that. I mean,
oh man.
Look, let's put it this way. There were a bunch of things in there that could be set up as distractions and different things. And, you know, I was really curious as to what was going to happen. And I was really hoping that the open up some cages and let's loose some animals was going to be a great distraction.
Guys, he put a big fish out there.
No. It wasn't a big fish. It is a literal sea lion.
He put a sea lion and we're like, yeah, it's not going to get us far.
But no, not a sea lion like we would think. It's a D&D sea lion, which is like the front half of its body is a lion. And then the second half is like a mermaid.
I didn't know it was Norm. The only thing Norm recognized from her mountain upbringing was the griffin.
Oh, okay.
Everything else was really strange. Like the triceratops, she had no idea what that was. The plant thing. Yeah, there was a plant thing. She was like, that's food for the triceratops.
Yeah.
Just moved on.
By the way.
And she didn't even get a look, really, at the plant or the sea lion. So.
Be very happy that the plant thing didn't get out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm so grateful that it was just those two.
No, the...
A sickly griffin and a triceratops.
Well, and it's funny because John and I went to the game store and I was just kind of looking at miniatures. I'm like, oh, this seems cool. Okay, this is neat. And unfortunately, I couldn't find a triceratops miniature, so I had to use an ox.
But... You needed to go to a toy store.
Well, yeah, but that would have been way too big for the scaling.
No, little like toy. They have little toys.
Oh, like okay.
This big, or even bigger, because this big is about the size of your ox.
Yeah.
And that ox looked puny next to everybody.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's how I found the sea lion. I'm like, oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. I love this. And then the other thing is a dragon plant. And the thing is I went on D&D Beyond to look for it, and it didn't show up. So I'm like, okay, well, let's check homebrew. Someone has to have put this in there. And be very happy that didn't get out, because it would have potentially killed every single person at the party as well as
And I couldn't talk to it.
Nope.
I couldn't talk to that, because
yep,
it was
a plant. So yeah, I'm just like,
I never want to hear how.
Let's see what happens.
I never want to hear a comment about how weird Norm's toolbox is. She is like, locate people as a bard.
Yeah. Well,
and she has talked to animals and plants.
Well, and the neat thing is too is that I am always happy for like creativity and like getting out of weird situations. Like to me, like yeah, combat happens and that's great, and combat can be a lot of fun. But also, if you're able to avoid it or do different things or use things creatively in combat, I'm all for it. Like, that's how when you came up with the fairy... Sorry.
Yeah,
that's
crappy.
Like, when you came up with crappy fairy fire, that was a good idea. And I'm like,
yeah, it was.
Yeah, we'll go for it. Sorry, that's using prestidigitation to create dust in a space in the hopes that the person is there.
Yes, that's exactly what I did. I'm like, I can make things dirty, right? And everybody's like, yeah. Because I usually just use prestidigitation to clean my dreadlocks.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I mean, that's a catch-all spell that works. Anyways,
yeah.
So we should stop talking about D&D because this isn't a D&D show.
Yes, I know, but it's so much fun. And I'm so glad I'm playing it with friends. I've got to know new people and they are fantastic. And I get to play with Ben and Nevermore and John. And I'm getting to know John a lot better.
I don't know if you could really say that though, because his character is so out there, especially compared
to him.
Yeah,
but we talk.
Yeah,
we
okay,
talk
true.
In general, and I don't know if he's too thrilled that I'm getting to know him better, because I'm doing it as Norm and he's doing it as Tuttle. But
Tibbs,
Tuttle. You know what? Everybody's made that mistake from our old game. It was just my turn.
Exactly.
I missed. You know what? I missed Tuttle.
Yeah, I do too.
We need to re-roll them into a new campaign together.
That'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. But anyways, so D&D aside and everything, I'm going to jump in and talk about one of my biggest latest obsessions.
Mm-hmm.
That is Marvel's Spider-Man for PS4.
Guys, if you didn't see this coming, then I'm kind of shocked. Ben is like the Spider-Man fiend.
Okay, so...
Besides Stitch, Spider-Man is it.
So, okay. This is the best Spider-Man game I've ever played, and I played a lot of them.
Can I borrow it?
I got it digitally. Otherwise, I would.
Aww.
Sorry. Okay. But
I thought I'd ask.
No, that's perfectly fine. So here's the thing. this game is so good. It is, I mean, the web swinging and everything is just perfect and spot on and so much fun. The story is really good as well. And like all the extra stuff, this is where some people don't really like it as much because it's not just like combat and, you know, swinging around doing story stuff. Like, I really enjoy the extra stuff because it really kind of dials in exactly the kind of character that Peter Parker and Spider-Man actually are. And the story, the side missions, everything about this, like, really keys into the fact that Insomniac understands the character, and it matters so much. Like, there's little puzzle mini games in there that are, mm-hmm. you know, Peter doing science. And it's like,
I want to see Peter doing science. He's almost as smart as Iron Man.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is like, it has to do with, power flow going through things and voltages and stuff like that, or like identifying things in a compound and a whole bunch of different other stuff. And I mean, they're just stupid little mini games, but I had so much fun doing them because, again, it's something that happens with Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, that's so great. You get to feel like you're really getting the whole Spider-Man experience, not exactly. Just the web slinging, but the other things that make Peter Parker, Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm. And so, okay, like I said, the story is really good. I really enjoy it. And all the different costumes that unlock are pretty neat. Although my favorite Spidey costume isn't in this game. Hopefully it comes in a future DLC. But
wow, you're the only person to say, I hope there's DLC. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is I bought the Digital Deluxe, so it already comes with the
three. Oh, okay, so there's some DLC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's three DLC missions that are coming. So I can't wait. There's something coming in October, something in November, and something in December. So it's just keeping that going.
Spider-Man's giving you a Christmas present.
I know, I'm excited. But I mean,
I hope it's something where he saves an orphanage and, you know,
it could be.
Spidey claws.
I have read plenty of Spider-Man Christmas comics. But I mean, the voice of Reinhardt is J. Jonah Jameson. And he's absolutely amazing as that character. It's so good. All the side characters work out really well. Like, you know, the villains are pretty awesome and fighting them is really neat. I mean, I could go on and on about this game. In fact, I probably will
at
some point.
Like we did about D&D.
Yeah, but like, it's one of those things where I just have to say, get your hands on it. And it feels so good. Mm-hmm. And like all the different random crimes that pop up. It's great. And so, here's the thing. This is the first game that I have ever 100%ed, and I have a platinum trophy in. I've never done that for any other game on the PS4, and I'm still playing because I have the platinum trophy, but the last suit that you get gives you this upgrade that, like, lets you know where, like, secret picture spots are. So you swing around the map, and then you see a little, like, camera icon. You stop, and you take a picture of that, and there's 50 of those. Once that happens, that's when you get the secret extra costume. So I'm still swinging around doing this. And meanwhile, like, other random crimes are kind of still cropping up and stuff, even though I've met all of the different random crimes things and done all of them. But the city's still, like, active in that sense. And I freaking love it. It gives you, like, so much neat stuff to do. Well, not really when you're 100%ed. There's not a ton of neat stuff. But I'm still swinging through the city, enjoying the heck out of that. I'm sorry, I'm getting very, very into
Yeah, you're
this.
Getting super... No, you're fine, you're fine. I got to wax poetic about a Goliath bard, and nobody else can even interact with her. Your game, at least other people can play.
Yeah, true. But, and I'm just loving it. It is so great. And if you're a Spider-Man fan, like, at all, it's the way to do it. If you like, just, you know, superhero action games or whatever, try it out. I mean, you might not 100% it. You might not like the some of the side content and everything, but the game itself is really the best way to do, like, a superhero video game. I love it. Anyway, so there's other stuff going on, like this game called World of Warcraft. Have you heard of this?
You know, I have. And I have been swept up in the madness that is WoW for some time. So I'm glad we finally found a place to address it in our World of Warcraft podcast.
All right. Well, do we want to just jump right into the news and then we'll just kind of go through that and talk more about our recent experiences?
Oh, super great. Yeah, let's get into it.
All right. Well, in that case, it's time for the news. That ended a little shorter than I thought, and I still haven't made a new bumper yet, so that's totally on me. So hold on, let's do this a little bit again. It's time for the news. There's a little bit of a stutter in there, but it's news time. Woohoo!
We need to get, when we do finally make one, I want to get some Bwamsamdi in there.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, some sort of, ah, the stench of a demon hunter and stuff.
That's going to be, because every class has something different from what he says.
Yeah, every time I die, he's like, you smell. I'm like, dude, I am a blood elf. There's no way I smell. There's just no way.
Basically, I got, as a monk, I've gotten, couldn't roll out of that one, could you? And then earlier today, after we drown at the bar, I got him saying, no, you're no good to me dead. Essentially, it's Darth Vader Boba Fett talking to Darth Vader. He's no good to me dead. I'm like, this is nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when you're a mage, I think he makes some reference to Blink not working right.
Yeah, which happens, unfortunately.
That happens so often. It's like, oh, let's make fun of ourselves.
Anyway, so news. Holy crap, Aludra, guess what?
What, Ben?
There is a new pet in the game store for $10.
That's $10 more than I have, Ben!
Oh, man, you should open up your Battle.net launcher and see if you have a present. But on top of that...
Is that what jumped up?
Captain Crackers is now available in the game store! That's right. If you would like a cute parrot pet that is a captain, has a pirate hat and a little bandolier, you can get that at the pet shop right now. Now, the best part about this is that if you target it and slash whistle, it'll hop on your shoulder and hang out with you and make little bird tweety sounds, which is awesome. But even more so, I found this out. If you put Pepe on your head, you can be a double perch. That's right. You can have Pepe and Captain Crackers on you at the same time. And it is fantastic.
It is super fantastic. And me and Ben were hanging out in the Battle Pets Clubhouse. Yes. There is a Battle Pets Clubhouse. In
oh, yeah.
Game.
Totally.
And I got to see it up close and personal. And I've come to the conclusion I'm the only one not building a pirate-themed mod.
I really like my mod. What can I say?
I'm not sure how I feel about that. Rabbit had the best coat I've ever seen, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. That's an amazing coat.
Yeah. So everybody wants the coat.
Yeah. I do have to say, though, that once I get my Champions of Azeroth to... It's either Revered or Exalted. I get a pretty awesome coat, too. And, I mean, honestly, I got that really awesome tricorn hat. So I'm like, I've got to go with this because... As much as I really like the Robin Hood one from the last tier, from, what's that play? From Argus? It made all my hair disappear because, you know, it's one of those hats, and it's, like, tiny, so it's, like, all of a sudden, oh, it's like I have a shaved head underneath this little hat. But the tricorn hat, even though it makes the hair disappear, it makes sense. It looks like it can actually be up inside the hat, so it looks better. So I'm like, I gotta do this. But that's just me. I happen to like those things quite a bit.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'm so glad that there's so many cool options. I wish there were more options. Like, what if I want to be a flying princess of death? I don't have that option
right
now. Well,
see, that's where you mix and match.
I'm trying, but, you know, cloth is usually the gowns.
Yeah, that's true.
The leather stuff, the leather dresses. Oh, my gosh, excuse me. The leather dresses are always very tribal. I'm talking silk and ruffles and looking like Cinderella.
Yeah, that's true. That
gloves
is
that go
tough.
To my elbow and are white and, you know, pretty bracelets.
I might have to look into it and see if I can find something.
Oh, no. Me and Minion One have looked into it extensively.
Oh, really?
And for leather wearers, there just isn't that much. And for clothies, there's more. But it doesn't quite have that princess aesthetic.
Yeah. You don't have, like, the poofy ball gown dress.
Yeah. Yeah, and I understand, you know, they're working within a space. So yeah. I may never get that whole bustle look that my heart hungers for. But at the same time, yeah, and there are some pretty designs in the flat space. Don't get me wrong. But there's nothing really
Princessa. In the flat space.
Yes. There's nothing that just screams sugar cupcake frosted princess.
Yeah, yeah, which I can see that.
Which is something I've been very vocal about wanting. You know, I just kind of feel a little ignored and left out when it comes to that in the transmog scene. I really do.
Yeah, well,
if I want to look like a warrior, I can look like a warrior. If I want to look like an Amazon, I can kind of look like an Amazon. You know, some of the plate that is for girls is definitely a little more for the boys' eyes than for the girl players.
And I want to look like the Amazons on
from Wonder Woman, man.
Yeah.
No, not boob plate, you know, but like actual warrior gear.
Yeah, you don't want a plate kini. You want actual like awesome looking warrior stuff.
Sometimes I want a plate kini. I'm not above saying that. No, sometimes I want to look a little bit Leia.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying.
No, there really isn't.
And everybody, you know, definitely has what their character embodies, what they do and all that. But I like the idea of like, because you're right, the Amazons from Wonder Woman were dressed for battle and they looked freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But anyways, if you want a bird to perch on your shoulder, you can.
Yeah, totally. And it's great and it's wonderful and he's cute and you want to feed him crackers.
Yes.
So I get it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow, everybody on Twitter right now is really against me having a Triceratops for some reason.
Well, who knows? Maybe they'll get one later. Anyways, what else is in the news?
I'll rename Billy Sarah. But also in the news. I'm really caught up in this because it keeps buzzing me. All right. So 7 new pets have been data mined in the 8.1 patch. Mostly green pets. There are 2 blues. No word on how we get any of them so far, but their files have been found on the PTR. Data miners are being busy. Let me tell you. Yep. Getting up there with the pets.
What? Are you saying that data miners are spoiling what's coming up in the future by mining data?
Yeah, it's crazy. But no, seriously, it's all good. I like seeing the pets. I like it when they figure out how to get them so I can just walk on over and get it.
Yeah, that's actually really handy.
Just mosey on over. Since so many of them are greens, though, I'm imagining they're going to cost pet tokens.
Yeah.
And here's why. Every pet we buy from a vendor is a green.
Even some quest ones, like Poda, for example, you get him as a green.
I don't know if Dart's a green, actually.
I don't know off the top of my head. But regardless, there are very few pet quests that are popping up with a, hey, this turns your pet into a blue.
Yeah. For the daily quests, I've not really seen very many battle stones. I do get them every time they pop, though. Mm-hmm. I've even taken to going back to Dalaran 2, Sky Boogaloo, and looking for dailies there.
Yeah.
And doing stuff there. I'm not above doing old world dailies, though I do wish all of the currency was the same. I have a nice little rant about that, but this may be the place, this is not the time.
No. I'm in such a happy mood, especially after our D&D game last night, that I'm not going to drag us down into a world of
Saltcraft.
Yeah, that works.
Saltcraft. So yes, a bunch of new pets are coming your way. So if you've already caught them, great. If you haven't, don't feel left behind. I still haven't caught. I still not have captured everything from the last expansion.
Yeah,
and nothing to worry about. Maybe even in Draenor, there's one or two I still don't have. I do this at my leisure.
Those super rare ones that spawn like one in the world at a time and stuff like that. Yeah, I haven't caught any of those.
I haven't done the one where you need like a 5-man team to summon the guy to kill him and then a pet might drop in Draenor. I've not done that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. But
because I do this at my, as much as I love pet battles, I don't min-max. I do this at my leisure. So
yeah, exactly.
Nobody feel like we are setting the bar too high, please. We are the accessible group.
Yep, and especially since right now the game is definitely pulling our attention elsewhere for all the other things that need to happen. But
I haven't even been able to do island expeditions in this week.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
At some point. But so speaking of pulling your attention elsewhere, the data miners also found out that there's a, you know, a bunch of different tooltips and everything, you know, changes, whatnot. But even more so,
it just says that this object will allow you to summon mostly the pet. So
exactly. But more so, the Gnomeregon pet dungeon.
Oh, Gnomeregon, the place nobody really wants to be.
Except some gnomes. Some.
You know, considering how they haven't really taken it back yet.
I think they should. Take back Gnomeregon.
I don't think that they really want it.
I mean, we killed the dude so many times, and apparently it's, you know, either merely a setback or it's a clone or something like that. Like, they have some sort of in-game reason why they can't take it back and why he's still down there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I don't play Alliance often, and I definitely am not a gnome at the moment, so...
It's probably because last expansion, they added a new boss.
Oh.
It is a level 110.
Oh, really?
And it guaranteed drops a toy.
Oh.
I know this because I tried to do this as a group with Minion 2 as healer, so you know I had top-notch heals.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Mew Cow as tank... So you know I had a good tank.
Oh, yeah.
And our other raid team member, Hunts the Wind.
So you know you had good DPS.
So I had some stellar DPS. You know, I'm like the weak link, but...
And you know what? You're not that bad.
We couldn't do it.
That's amazing.
We could not do it. We tried. We did like 3 pulls, just me and the minion. Then we got Hunts and Mew in. We did another 3 pulls. It was not happening.
Wow.
It's too difficult. And some people are saying that during the squish, he wasn't balanced right.
I can see that.
But this is something that we just cannot do. So we all agreed at the end of the evening, because it was pretty late when we started, that we would meet back in a raid tier and try again.
Sounds good.
But yeah, I think it's really ridiculous that it was this hard to kill it. The toy's a guaranteed drop for everybody who kills it.
Hmm. Well, but 10 levels will, in theory, hopefully help.
No, they did not. Because
I mean, this is like super recent when you came in? You're all at 120?
This was earlier this week.
Oh, holy crap. I thought it was like, you know, back when we were still in...
No.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
Well, way to go, Stat Squish.
Yeah, so we couldn't do it. The 4 of us, we thought we could do it 2-man because it was 110, and we've got some pretty good gear between us.
Yeah.
And my item level's not the best it could be, but I'm pretty happy with it for as much as I can play. I only play D&D once every 2 weeks, so it's not like that's taking my time.
Mm-hmm.
And no. This was recent. This was this week.
Wow.
So I think that's why we can't retake Gnomeregon, is because Blizzard's really protective about this toy.
Apparently.
And I think it's kind of bull because it is just a toy.
Yeah. Okay, well.
If it were a pet, though, I would be like, you all would know about every failed attempt I had on it.
Exactly. And the name would be the number of attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good old 73 in me.
Oh, Ben. You're so great. But speaking of not Ben being great.
Wait, what?
Yes. Ben beat me in the race to the ball pet.
Yeah.
Is it Bal, ball?
I go ball because, you know, it's a goat and it goes ba-wool.
Ba-wool.
Yeah.
Willow. That's the only impression I can do, you guys.
See, and anytime like sheep or baaing or whatever comes up, I always think of The Simpsons where Lisa goes vegetarian. Lisa, Lisa, don't eat me.
You're not eating that one. You're eating a different one.
Yeah.
Should be okay. No, I'm kidding.
But so here's the thing. Yeah, Spider-Man was out, and I was totally going to be playing Spider-Man, but then I'm like, I got a little bit of time to kill. You know what? I'm going to work on Ball. And boy, that took a lot longer than I thought it was. But it's one of those things where it's like, I started it, and I'm all, okay, I need to finish this because I'm not sure if I'm going to remember where I left off, and I wanted to one shot it.
There's a macro for that.
Yeah, I know, but have you ever known me to do things like that?
I did, because I started it the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Although, and I had to take a break because I was so tired.
I will say that I did download TomTom for one part because, holy crap, you need it when you're running out into the ocean.
Oh, that part, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the part before that, I thought I clicked the thing, but I didn't click the thing before the guy killed me.
Oh, in the
basement? And so I ran out to, no, in the rock over by the Tortolan area. Oh. There you gotta get the little thing. So I ran all the way out in the ocean and couldn't click it. Died twice trying to figure out why. Ran the little macro and found out that no, you didn't actually get credit for the last one. So then I had to go all the way back.
Well, did you get those potions that I sent to?
Yes,
help?
I did.
Did they help?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes, they did. So you're super great about that. I'm super pleased. I've got to say though, my favorite part of that would have to be stone like 3 or something, where you had to go up around a dungeon.
Oh yeah, where you have to go around Altazar.
And then I was able to not use a hang glider. I was able to just use my wings to do this.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, and Demon Hunter makes sense.
And just being there so far out of bounds, quote unquote, I was just like, Blizzard, come on. Come on.
Yeah, some of these things are like, I mean, if it wasn't for the Secrets community, we would never find any of these things.
No, but there was no way. There's no way you could just stumble upon that, man.
I do have to say, though, I really did enjoy the whole thing. However, was it just me or does it seem insanely lopsided towards Alliance players? Because you have to go into Alliance areas so many times.
Yeah, I wasn't pleased about that. Hopefully the next one will give them some horde-heavy areas. A lot of the things that are in the game seem to run you through Alliance areas, like some of the pets that I had to get in Draenor, since we were talking about that. You had to run through that Alliance town.
Yeah.
And I don't ever... And then you had to pit for Una, you were in Alliance town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm feeling very lopsided suddenly, Ben.
Yeah, and I mean, especially the one place where you have to, like, go in netting underneath the town to find it and everything like that.
Okay, so there was a screenshot of it, and after I died the first time, I just studied the ground on the screenshot and went, okay, where's the ground? Looks.
Yeah, getting through that netting part, it took me forever to find it.
Uh-huh.
And I aggroed so much, and going into that...
That
hedge maze.
I had to run to the back of the cave because I still aggroed some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, they're going to give up eventually.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did too.
It was a deep cave. Jill.
Thank God. But I mean, like the hedge maze going down in there. I'm like,
I didn't do that part yet.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, it's okay. It's okay.
No. I'm telling you right now, it sucks. But the cool thing is there's characters playing D&D down there.
D&D!
But seriously, like getting that pebble while you're getting attacked, having to get that bar to fill up the whole way while you're getting interrupted every time, I think that took me like 3 or 4 tries.
Oh, man.
And it's like, I don't have the ability to kill every single one of them, so it's like, well, we're gonna see what happens, I guess.
So, but, like I said, Ben knew I had started the night before, was tired, then was distracted with personal life upheavals, and snaked it from me!
Well, to be fair, I didn't know about the personal life of Heels.
Snaked it from me, guys.
Really, either way, I still have...
No. It was a race. It was a race. I thought... I picked it up and started doing it again. I thought he was a lot further back, and then he announced that, you know, oh no, I'm here. And I have it in game, in my memory of our chat, where you said it was bugged. So don't be going, I got it easily.
I did not... It was not bugged. You're the one who talked about it being bugged. I'm like, it's bugged?
Mm-hmm.
But I walked up.
Because you couldn't interact with it properly at first. And then you were able to interact with it, according to the chat.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
I
read it. Okay. If you say so, that's fine. I do not recall it being bugged at all. I summoned Una, I walked up, and I right-clicked. And
no,
it worked.
No, it was... No, you did it like twice because the first time.
No,
it didn't
I need
work.
To see this chat so I can reinterpret what I said because I swear I didn't have issues.
Oh, okay, he needs interpretation, guys, from Latin to Greek to English. Then we'll tell us what the word actually meant.
Yeah, I do not have any memory whatsoever of it being bugged, so I don't know.
All right. I'll see if it's still there because we talk a lot.
Yes, we do.
And it might have gotten edged out, but I really hope it's still there. I don't have Elephant anymore is part of the problem.
Elephant doesn't work in Battle.net ID stuff, which is the problem.
No, I'm not using Wim, and I thought it did.
Yeah. Well, if
it doesn't matter because I haven't used it since I was an officer.
Yeah. Besides, if it was Battle.net ID, in theory, that should still be there for quite a while because I think that saves it for. So, cool. Anyways.
Yes, but again, we talk a lot.
But anyways, let's stop this battle and start talking about other types of battles in boss battles.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
That's a bit to load. Sorry about that.
It's like it didn't want to infringe on the conversation we're having. Oh, no, you're done? Oh, me? Me? Oh, okay, we're getting back to battle pets? Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways, as before, we are not talking about specific tamers because guess what? With Battle for Azeroth, we're looking at world quests. And the very first one that we're doing is in Tear Guard Sound at 5933. You're looking for Delia Hanako in That's a Big Carcass.
Gilia?
Sure. I don't know. But anyways, Delia.
The other day I read canary is cannery. So, I mean.
I have a pet canary.
Yeah. We make soup. So find the canary.
Anyways, the first pet is Fungus. Yeah. But it's a little sorrowless catchling. So I don't know why its name is Fungus, but, you know, whatever. But Fungus's first ability is Toxic Bite. Now, this ability instantly deals beast damage and causes harmful damage over time effects to deal more damage each time Fungus deals damage for the next 5 rounds. And that tooltip was written so horribly that I went with it anyway.
Yeah, that I was kind of crossing my eyes about what you were saying, dude. I was like,
Yeah, exactly. But next up, Fungus has Poison Spit. Which,
man.
What?
Nothing, I'm just giving you a heck.
But Poison Spit will instantly deal beast damage and also poisons your pet for an additional elemental damage per round for the next 3 rounds. Which is very similar to the next ability, Poison Fang, which instantly deals beast damage and poisons your pet for an additional elemental damage per round for 5 rounds. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So with a Toxic Bite, you're actually getting spit on and also fanged. Lots of damage going around.
Nice. Not really nice at all.
No.
Dang it, Fungus. You're not my friend. Anyways, up next is Murray. He's an eel. He's an eel named Murray.
Murray. Like a Murray eel?
Then it would be spelled different than Murray.
I don't know, because Blizzard didn't have spell check on, or they're like, let's change this subtly enough so that people won't see it.
Nope, he's Murray, he's an eel, I imagine he's middle-aged and balding.
Sitting in a lazy boy.
Yeah! I'm sorry, I'm in love with the idea of this. Murray, come on. No, Blizzard, you're better than that if that was supposed to be that pun. Come on, no, Murray is my bro, he's got tail sweep. Tail Sweep deals Dragonkin damage, and if Murray goes last, it deals a little bit more damage as well.
Yep, so if you have a fast pet out, you're going to take a little bit more damage.
I like to think of that as the Danger Toot. Danger Toot. Okay, next is Carpnado. This ability summons a frenzy of furious fishes upon your team, dealing aquatic damage that splits evenly among all living pets. So, of course, the more living pets you have, the better, because Murray lives in Florida, and there are tornadoes there.
Exactly.
Or hurricanes.
Yep.
And finally, Cleansing Rain. Cleansing Rain restores a bit of health to, well, your entire team, it says, but it's really Murray's team. And calls down Cleansing Rain for 9 rounds. During Cleansing Rain, the duration of hostile damage over time effects is reduced by 1 round, and aquatic abilities deal 25% more damage. And I think they've changed that a little bit.
That's the tooltip that popped up, so...
No. I think in the past it was more like Cleansing Rain did healing.
Yeah.
That weather effect just dealt healing, that's right. And not aquatic.
You're right. It upped healing. Well, it also did the aquatic damage as well, but it also upped healing. It was like upped healing and aquatic damage. Hey, look at that. They're changing stuff on us.
Yeah, and there was no announcement.
I don't remember seeing anything about that.
I would have found that. You know how thorough I try to be during for the notes. So.
Yeah, I didn't notice that. But what I did notice is Old Blue, hey, it's a crab.
Are you sure it's not Blue A or something like that?
Old Blue A.
Yeah,
so Old Blue A's first ability.
Because of Murray and Moray.
His first ability is Pinch, where Old Blue will pinch your pet with its massive claw, dealing aquatic damage. And the damage will increase each time it's used. Next up, we do have Whirlpool, which Old Blue creates a whirlpool to form underneath your pet. In two rounds, your pet will take aquatic damage and be rooted for two rounds. Then last but not least, we have Rain Dance. Now, this ability will heal Old Blue as well as it'll increase the his team's hit and critical strike chance by 50% for two rounds.
Two rounds.
Dun, dun, dun. And they're all aquatic.
Yeah.
So it's super simple to build a team around that.
It's super, super simple, as a Direbeak hatchling can pretty much solo the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you use? Because I use the Direbeak hatchling thing.
Well, I started off with my Gilnean Raven, because that's my favorite go-to flying pet. Then the Direbeak hatchling, which totally wiped it up. And then I had...
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I had my Snowy Owl, you know, as third hitter in case.
Well, what I'm really liking about the pet battles in this expansion is that most of them seem to have the ability for you to level pets.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, it was always, oh, there's only like one or two fight, or wait for squirt day, or something like that to level pets with as you're doing your dailies. This expansion seems to be really focused on allowing a carry pet.
Yeah.
And I've gotten several levels with the pets that I put in for carries. I think I've got 225 so far, because I start with the really low pets that can take the hit and survive. This fight is a little more difficult. You need something in its teens because of Murray.
Yeah, exactly. It is, if you get poisoned in there, that kind of ruins a chance unless you're able to, like, destroy it within the next round.
Yeah. So, I'm really enjoying this. I sometimes, when I'm leveling with a friend or running around doing daily quests with a friend, I will tell them how to beat these fights. Hey, you got a Direbeak hatchling? Yeah, okay, you can do this fight, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's only level 23. Okay, well, do you have a Falcosaur? Because... you'll be fine with both of those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, and you know what? The world quests are a little bit simpler this go-around, but anything that, you know, brings more people in is good for pet battles.
Yeah, and again, anything that helps you level while doing it, it's like a really great bonus. Now, if only they didn't think we needed Band-Aids as much as we do.
Considering how many pets require pet charms, I would love to have more pet charms. And considering how many of them are green when you buy them with the pet charms, I would like more pet charms.
I would like double the more pet charms. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But
I'm only getting two per 8-hour window popping up.
Yeah, that's kind of about it. But so the funny thing is, speaking about pets, if you're looking for more pets, we definitely have a way for you to do that. With this.
Yes, we do.
Pet Spotlight.
I forgot you did that.
That's right. It's the Zone Spotlight. And you know what? We started out in Tier Guard Sound, so we're going to continue that way.
Yep, because Tartigard Sound, or as it's becoming known at my house, Try Hard Sound is a place everybody is going to be.
Exactly. So with that, you know what? Let's go ahead and go through all the different fun ways to get pets in Tier Guard Sound.
All right. You want to go first, or should I?
I'll go first.
Okay. Super.
So first up, we have the pets via combat. Now, there aren't actually a ton, which is kind of surprising. Well, that are, you know, unique to the zone anyway. Mm-hmm. So we have the giant woodworm, the inland croaker, the parasitic boarfly, which, you know, that's fun. Sandyback crawler, and the shack crab.
Okay, so shack crabs are fun because a lot of them are found underwater where the pet battle zone is obstructed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good luck.
So I do not like... I like that they are doing more like, oh, well, this pet's always in the sky. Fight it in the sky. It's like, okay, and these pets are always in the water. It's like, wow, this could be so much better than it is.
Although I gotta say, I do love that one pet battle tamer who's underwater and you have to fight, like, sharks. They're not pets. They're sharks.
They are sharks. They're just, yeah, they are sharks he went out and befriended on his own, much like Billy, the Triceratops, that I will befriend, and he will be my buddy.
Sounds good. So yes. What else do we have here?
Well, pets via charms, and not your lovely personality charms, but those things you gotta earn.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the Great Wing Macaw for 50 Polished Pet Charms by Dana Pohl. No location on her. And the Mechanical Prairie Dog.
Well, she's in
Tears
Guard Sound. That's a location.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do a specific lookup because I'm like, hey, you know, you can find it if you really want one of these pets.
Ben, they come to us for this information.
So I find.
Yeah. Okay. And the Mechanical Prairie Dog, also sold by Dana Pohl, is for 75 Polished Pet Charms. I'm getting about what teens per pet battle daily.
That sounds about right. About anywhere from 13 to like 16.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do show up on the. What do you call it?
The table.
The table. And yeah. For anybody who's looking for Dana Pohl, I mean, it's obvious everybody knows where Dana Pohl is, which is at 5045 in Borealis.
Thank you, Borealis 5045. You'll find the lady with the pets and all the charms.
Except it's a dude.
Dana is one of those names that since Ghostbusters, I associate with a lady.
No, I understand. I'm very much the same way. That's what happens. It's cool.
This is why we look this stuff up, Ben, so I can properly gender these people.
Okay, not a problem. Well,
Dana. I'm sorry, Dana. I'm sure you're a brawny man's man.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
Exactly. So you will need about 125 pet charms, which should take well over a week to get just for this vendor.
It'll take like, you know, 12 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm, something. Let's see, 13. Yeah, much more than a week.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Somewhere in there.
All right.
All right. So next up, if we're looking for pets that are sold via gold, you're going to be looking for Tricky Nick. And Tricky Nick will sell the Lost Platysaur for 100,000 gold.
That's and where's right. Tricky Nick, Ben?
Tricky Nick is actually at 5647 in Hook Point in Borealis.
Nice. 100,000 gold, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to suggest this as a race to the finish because I've never had that much gold. Well, I have once, but that's a different thing.
Yeah, and well, I mean, to be fair, I have 100,000 gold, except I don't have it on the Alliance side. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you can't talk to this guy because. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
He's going to attack you.
So, yeah, that's going to be a little hard to do. But the good news is that on the Horde side, there is someone who also sells the Lost Platysaur. But since we're talking about Tear Guard Sound. We are not going to be discussing that until next episode.
Dang, dun, Ben. Dun, dun. Cliffhanger.
I know. I got to keep him coming back.
Lost Platysaur. Hey, does he look like a Triceratops?
No, not at all. It looks like a Platysaurus. With gigantic eyes. I mean, it looks like it just hatched out of the egg. It's not exactly.
Really?
It's stupid cute for some people. And for me, I'm not. I mean, I'll get him.
Not
to get
a fan.
Him. Not the biggest fan. But that's just me.
Okay, yeah, I see him. He looks a little robot. And he looks like Ducky.
Yeah, exactly.
From
Land Before Time.
The Land Before Time.
Yep.
Well, I'm on a Triceratops today. I mean, Billy, and I know I've got some from other expansions.
It's okay. But, it's cool.
But my warrior named him Friend, and I can't change that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because that's her buddy, and it's a little guy, and when he walks, he kind of stomps, stomps, stomps.
Yeah.
And so it's her friend, and my warrior's not the brightest one, so the name Friend.
Exactly. So, you want to take this last one?
Sure, I will take it, and I will run with it. No. Pets via snobbiness. This is a real thing.
That I figured that was the best way to put it, right?
Yes. Francois, located at 5231, will only interact with you if you have 1,000,000 gold on your person. Francois does not cost 1,000,000 gold.
Mm-mm.
Francois wants nothing to do with your gold, as Francois is a white, fluffy chicken, and has no use for gold unless it is cornmeal, which Francois will eat. No, no, no. Francois simply wants to know that you have 1,000,000 gold on your person before he will interact with you at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pets via snobbiness, because if anybody wants to lend me 1,000,000, I promise I will give it back.
Oh, you know what?
I just want a chicken.
Sorry, this is an update. It's not 5231. It's actually 3231. The initial information was incorrect that I found.
Ben.
What? It shows 52, but now I'm seeing extra information that's saying 3231 by a couple people.
Wow.
But regardless, it's a pain in the butt to get there if you're Horde, because he is in an area that is surrounded by some elites. So good luck.
So 1,000,000 gold on loan to Aludra. I promise I will give it back.
Same here.
Have my most sincere word. If you mail it to me, do me a favor and write something in the body so I don't of the email, the little letter in the game, so that I can send it back.
Or, you know what? Let's find out a time where we can get online at the same time and then all do it together and you just swap the gold around.
I'm saying I'm trustworthy and Ben's trustworthy. I will not vouch for anybody else.
Yeah, besides, you know where to find us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's all the pets that you can find in Tearsguard Sound. So, whoopity-doo. With that, let's go ahead and move forward to some pet spotlight.
Pet spotlight.
I love the kitten.
It's a cute little kitten.
It is a kitten and I love it and it's cute. Oh yeah. Ben.
So
that's so great.
I took lead on the last one. I think that it is time for you to tell us what your pet spotlight is.
All right. My pet spotlight is on the adorable, the indomitable lurking owl kitten.
Aw.
You get this lurking owl kitten in the zone of Suramar.
Aww.
So yeah, a bit of a throwback. With the quest, you've got to be kitten me right now. Right meow.
I Triple really puns. Love and hate cat puns like that so much. They're so great.
They are great. So the lurking owl kitten is just freaking adorable. It looks like an owl bird. Like
yeah,
one of those
like a
crit owl
chicken.
Yes. It looks like kind of like a crit chicken, but it's adorable and I love it and I want to cuddle it and it reminds me of my druid friends.
Aww.
And so it's great. It also, doing the quest, unlocked a world quest where you herded the little owl kittens away from the bad things because they're babies and they're dumb.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really cute pet. I really like it.
Yeah, it's adorable and I like it and I like the things that remind me of druids from my druid player. I don't know if you do this, but some of my characters do themed pets.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. Like my druid runs around with the little, crit chicken baby.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, it's her baby.
Yeah, makes sense.
Following Mama around on the adventures, and it's great. But the Lurking Owlkin is adorable, and I love it. And I kind of wish they were real, because I want to scratch his little beak.
Oh, and yeah.
And since it's mostly kitten-looking, I think I wouldn't be that afraid of it. But I want to scratch his head and see the feathers ruffle and him be happy.
Totally works. Because
IRL, I don't like birds.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
But, yeah. And I kind of wish he did different colors. But it's okay that he's only the one.
It'd be neat if it came in different colors. I think more pets need to just spawn randomly with different colors, but that's just
I do too.
That's just me. So I chose the Wicker Pup. You know, I went with something from this expansion that I still think is one of the coolest design pets in the expansion, of course. So this pet you get from going around Drustvar. There's four chests that are like locked by dark torches. And need to extinguish all the torches in the right order, and then you have access to the chest. Once you've looted the four different things from the chests, you just right-click it, and then it turns into the Wicker Pup, and then you learn the Wicker Pup. And if you haven't been in Drustvar very much, it's like one of the really freaky witch-looking construct things, but it's like, you know, like a little dog. And it's adorable and creepy and cute and awesome all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't used it in combat yet.
I was going to do it this weekend, but I got really into playing video games yesterday. And
what?
Today I'm doing this, yeah.
Playing video games? I've never known you to play a video game.
Not in my life. And then I had to prepare for D&D, and it was like the best night of D&D. And I won't really go back into it, but just I like letting Ben know that he's a good DM.
I appreciate that. Thank you. But yeah, so definitely check out the Wicker Pup. This expansion is pretty cool. I mean, just go to WoWhead. It'll tell you where all the different chests are and stuff like that. But that Lurking Owl Kitten, if you haven't gotten that, it's one of the easiest ones to get in Suramar. So check that out. as I cough a whole bunch, don't mind me. Anyways, so finding pets and spotlighting them is a lot of fun, but actually putting them on a team is one of the best and wonderful things that we can possibly ever do. And with that, we jump into team building, which I forgot to put the thing in there for, so I'm hurriedly trying to find it and get it, and I'm clicking away and opening up files.
Okay,
and stuff.
Ben, you're fine.
And
you're
now
super
I'm all
great.
Like, team building.
Team building, where we take two random words we think up on the spot and then build a team around them because we both love you and apparently hate ourselves.
Yeah,
so,
makes sense.
We don't know how we came up with these words last show.
It was like two or three shows ago because we did...
Oh, right, because we just did the update last show and it was really great.
And before that, we did the goodbye... Legion show, which I don't remember if we actually did it on that one or not.
I'm not sure, but
it's been a while.
Our words are jealous bucket. Oh, don't you dare edit this out, Ben.
I'm not editing.
Don't you
anything.
Dare edit the lead out of this. I saw the time marker. You
no,
put in the
that,
notes.
That's so I can edit out the cough I did.
Oh, okay.
And now I should leave it in just so people know that I coughed.
Yes, Ben.
Plus, I also need to change the volume on the bumper for team building because it was rather loud on my end.
Fine, it wasn't on mine, but
see, I know
I'm weird.
I know what I'm doing. I put these things in there for a reason.
Yeah, just to lose the charm of the show. Anyways,
I
the
never
words!
Get rid of the charm.
The battle pitch.
You are the charm. If I got rid of the charm and just me be reacting and talking to myself,
Ben, we make the charm together. Is it?
Nah.
Yes. So anyways, jealous bucket. Those are our words that we are building a team around. Jealous bucket.
Yeah.
I wish we'd write down what we were thinking at the time. Because some of them, you know, like the twerking one...
This one, I think...
We know where this came from, but jealous bucket. I don't think we grabbed two words, dude. I don't think we asked.
And I honestly think that... Because, so, we've started actually just asking our family members to just give us a noun and an adjective, and then we just put them together, and then that's what this has come up as. Mm-hmm. And Jealous Bucket just is weird, but whatever, it's what it is.
I think we were watching Star Wars.
No, I can see that.
There's a lot of jealous buckets.
Yes. So,
and on the Star Wars theme, I've built my team.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Trying to steal my segue. Let's see how it goes. So, the first pet I have for my jealous bucket is Clockham. Clockham is a solid pet. Clockham is a great pet. Clockham is not my clockwork gnome.
Huh.
So he's jealous.
I see. Okay.
Next is the Iron Starlet pet. You stack two of them on top of each other and you have BB Hate. Wow edition.
Yes, you do.
But the Iron Starlet we have is small. About the size of our shoe.
That's also
and
true.
And never took place in Garrosh's raid. So it is also a jealous bucket.
Okay.
And finally, Trigger. Trigger was made by, I believe this is an engineering pet.
Sounds right.
Yeah. And it's one of those bombies with legs that almost looks like Q-Bert that comes at you in, it's one of the dungeons with XT in it.
In Ulduar.
Ulduar. Thank you, Ulduar. And, it's been disarmed and it's tiny. And it is by far the most jealous bucket I have ever seen. Now, I could have gone on and on with Jealous Bucket, but these three seem to be the most salty, the most rusty because of the salt, and the most jealous buckets I have on my team. Because as much as I use my Clockwork Gnome, Clockham, Iron Starlet, and Trigger are all level 1. So, to be fair to the Iron Starlet, I've tried to level him up a bit because he's become very important in the meta. But they're all level 1s. They're all close to being something else that is more powerful and great. But they are not. Heck, Trigger's are green.
I went an entirely different route.
I'm sure you did, Ben, because there's only one moment in history we did the same thing.
I know. So I was looking at Jealous Bucket and thinking, what would a bucket be jealous of? And that would be magic. That completely negates its purpose.
If the bucket had feelings, you hurt them.
Mm-hmm. So what pets would possibly hurt a bucket's feelings, making it completely not needed, completely not, you know, anywhere in the narrative?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the left shark, which floats around in a bubble of water by itself without needing a bucket. The sea pony, which does the exact same thing. And last but not least, fishy. All of them. Making a bucket jealous of its inability to hold those correct pets.
So you're saying that on the level, in day-to-day life, buckets are jealous of aquarium?
Not of aquarium, of magic that keeps a bubble of water around a fish.
Yeah, but people use aquariums more because you can see the fish.
Yeah,
bucket.
But isn't an aquarium just a fancy see-through bucket?
I can carry a bucket most days. I can't carry.
Some people can. That's right.
Okay.
Jealous Bucket has been done.
Done, done, done.
Exactly, done. So, next episode's words were also incredibly random. We're going to try to figure out a team that goes with blue antlers.
Yeah, I've already built a team.
Will you remember it in 2 weeks?
No.
Exactly. Blue antlers. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So, all right. So, if you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wildbattlepets@gmail.com. Let us know which team you like best. For our jealous bucket.
Dun, dun, guys, dun.
We need votes. BlizzCon's coming up. I want the crown. Ben wants the crown. Ben's winning because he's better than me. We can't have that. Ben cannot have a twofer. It's gotta be me. So send in your votes.
Well, how would they do that?
Well, I just said you can reach us at wildbattlepets@gmail.com. And? I'm not done, Ben, interrupting. Look, don't vote for the interrupting panda over here. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and Stitcher, too.
How does
are the one who's talking about the next part, Ben.
How does a panda interrupt? By eating more bamboo?
You play a panda and you interrupt me. You're the interrupting panda. Fine, I'll just keep going. You can follow us on Twitter. Ben is at Ben the Mage, and I'm at Aludra's Pets. And of course, the show is at Battle Pets Show. All three of these locations take votes and see how passive aggressive Ben is being. Yeah, you don't want to vote for that. You can also listen to us on other shows. Ben is on Azeroth Roundtable, where I bet you he doesn't treat John like this.
No, John treats me like this.
No, he treats John worse. our theme song, Serpent Riders Heroes, by those amazing folks of Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben, and it's copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening! Yeah, I knew you were doing that. I knew it.
Bye, everybody.